afternoon. It is Friday, April 29th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management, here with Alan Brugler. Prices were fairly flat here on the last trading day of the month. Was this expected?
Kind of surprising that we're this flat going into the end of the month. You kind of expect the funds to be making a few moves here, either taking money off the table or reallocating some money, but looks like they're going to wait till the first of the next month to do that.
What's helping the fund's decision to get money out of the equities and into commodities?
I think there's several things. Number one, the dollar's declining. We're taking out some multi-week lows here, which says, in general, commodity prices in dollars should be higher. So they want to be part of that. I think there's a little bit of a swing of money out of the stock market. There's an old saying in the stocks, sell in May and go away and come back after Labor Day. Well, your money's got to do something over the summer. And when do we have weather problems in the crops? Well, in the summer. So there's a little bit of increased investment coming out of the equity world into commodities right now. Farmer selling has helped that quite a bit as we've sold into this rally, and as your elevator hedges that on the board, it creates sell paper for the funds to buy against. So we've had an interest in getting in and an ability to get in, and that's usually a pretty good combination.
Corn plantings have progressed well above average so far this year. Do you believe this pace was kept up this last week?
Not the case west of the river. We got a lot of progress down in Missouri. I work with a bunch of producers down in Atkinson County and Ottawa County. But the central Nebraska guys are behind a bit. I talked to a producer from McCook yesterday. He's only got 100 acres of corn planted so far. He had 4 inches of rain last week, and he's had more this week that's prevented him from getting back in. A couple of South Dakota guys up along I-29 haven't turned a wheel yet. That central South Dakota area is supposed to get 3 to 4 inches of rain over the next 5 days, if you believe the QPF model. So our picture overall is we made quite a bit of progress. U.S. is probably going to be 46-47% done on Monday, according to USDA, depending on how far behind reporting they were from last week. That lead, if you will, over the five-year average is going to shrink because of this wet weather in the western part of the Corn Belt.
Is there a way to get a hold of you with any questions?
Well, you can call us at 402-697-3623, visit our website, www.bruglermarketing.com, or send me an email, alanb@bruglermktg.com.
Hey, thanks for your time today, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening. Have a great day.